A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, January 27th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about flooding in some parts of the country.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Show goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voanjebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about floods that have paralyzed some parts of the country.
The Department of Civil Protection and the Met Services Department have issued a flood alert to families residing near the metropolitan area of Chitwiza.
The Meteorological Services Department has also indicated that the country is expecting heavy rains of between 50 millimeters to 90 millimeters from tomorrow to Tuesday. Floods have hit several parts of the country, especially in the low-lying regions such as Muzarabani, Gwanda, and Mwenezi. And with property and lives lost during the process, most parts of Harare have also been flooded. But Bulawayo residents could heave a sigh of relief as the city's dams are now above 56% of capacity.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, it's time for it.
Mm-hmm. Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, tirauti tinge tichitarisa ne dambu ziko, rema fashamu emvura, kukonzira zvirwere, zvakaita se typhoid, zvauraya vanhu muHarare, uye nasi tangachinzwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kumashonaland west uko, vamwe vanhuwo vabatwa nechirwere ichochi chetyphoid. Muri dzakawanda dzapurasikirwawo nedzimba nemimwe midziyo, asi chimwe chinonyanyosuwisa inyaya yekuti vanhu vakawanda vashaya, vamwe vari kuyeredzwa nenzizi, vamwe vari kurohwa nemheni nezvimwe zvakadaro daro zvinova zvakuita kuti zvinhu samire zvakanaka munyika, uye zvimwe zvinhu zvakaita sezvirimwa zvakaita sefodya zvinenge zvakanganiswa zvakanyanya, chibage zvakare, nenyaya yemvura iyoyi nekuti inenge yanyanyisa kunaya. Gibbs.
Yobambe zvirwa ndaba lingalichona njani lapel kona kona ngapoke ngemakhaya ye tina lapha siyaphila sibili ye sizwile ukuthi ke kulezulu elimangalisayo eliyakuna kona ngapoke eZimbabwe ikakhulu nqa bekhangela esithukwiza kwenye ngazani sibili kungaba lesikhukhula ezimangalisayo kona ngapho so liqaphele kona ngapoke lapel kona kuzobuya ke eMzarabane eGwanda lemoneze eGwanda kulapha endabuka kona phela mina kona ngapho liqaphele sibili lakwe eGwanda kwenye ngazani izulu liyakuna sibili likhulu. Singasikhuluma nje kathesi kodwa kulabantu abathabileyo kobulawayo bathi amadamu plus ungazani asela manzi 56% full ungakhumbula ukuthi kanti sengena kuma 34% kusiya khona ngale so ngalesi 56% full ungazani sibili adonsile amanzi lonyaka bezokhangela ukuthi engxa emtshabezi idam yeza benika ubulawayo amanzi kodwa kusanjalo ye so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lapha likhona khona ngapho kuhamba njani ngezulu so nxa ukuthi kumbe ku 1010 abantu sebegalula thathani le mpikitsha thathe kumbe lama video amafishane lisithumezele khonapha likhumbule inumber yethu yeWhatsApp ngizayitshaya lapha kathesi ngu 001-202-465-0318 right 001-202-465-0318 lis WhatsApp khonapho lisithumezele impikitsha lisithumezele ama video amafishane 1 minute kwabe kungani kulungile khonoko. Licho lebizo lenu, sabe zipala kuna pana ku Facebook. kujalikafuitu.
Of course, there are also reports from Manicaland areas around the Honde Valley that the rains have destroyed infrastructure such as bridges and roads. I think this is the same in most parts of the country. Nekudaro, tudakunzwa kuti kunzvimbo kwamuri kugara zvinhu zvakamira sei nedambudziko irori remvura. Mafoni ichokwadi anenge ari kumboti netsei. Asi hamufaniri kurasa mbereko nekufirwa makasununguka kuti mutifonere panhamba dzedu idzi dzeWhatsApp tobva takufonirai dzinotidzo 202-465-0318. Munokwanisa kutitumira mifananidzo kana tumavhidhiyo twezviri kuitika kwamunenge muri imomo kuti tinge tichitarisa kuti dambudziko remvura iri zviri kufamba sei. Vamwewo vari kugununguna kuti migero yaGibbs inotakura mvura kuti iende kunoraswa haina kumira zvakanaka yakablokwa mamuchirasirwa zvinhu makanzuro ari kunzwa haasi kutakura marara nekudaro mvura inoguma yopinda mudzimba vamwe vari kunzwa vari kuvaka midhuri kana kuti majurawo without an outlet saka kana mvura yanaya mavaka ningirikiri jurawo yenyu pasina pekuti pakaita mafasha mvura inobuda vanhu vanopedzisira imba inopedzisira yaita dhamu nekuti inenge yakuyerera ichipinda mumba vanhu vachirasikirwa neupenyu kana kuti vachirasikirwawo nemidziyo yavo ndo mamatambudziko aripo aGibbs.
Yeah, so let's read an explanation from the Met Office. They are saying that the present rainy situation is a combination of the presence of the intertropical convection zone and a frontal cloud system which entered the country through Matawan provinces. Added to this combination is the heating around midday, that is yesterday, which further enhances rainfall activity. So abakhuluma lapha ke Met Office ukuthi kule ITCZ yana intertropical convergence zone ejana ukuthi yovele elethi izulu eZimbabwe siyakwazi qalisa phezulu kweZambia ngale isehla isiya phansi kwele South Africa kuzobuya ke le frontal cloud system amayezi angane babevela endaweni ezingaphansi tuzani lawe South Africa khona ngale eqanse siya phezulu ngase asedibana ke le intertropical convergence zone le kwasekusiba ke lezulu elikhulu so kuyabe kulokhu kuqhubeka kusiya phambili kuze kuyefika ke ulwesibili kuzobuya futhi i-Met Office iphinde yathi so blessing ithi expected weather from Saturday 28 to Tuesday 31st January 2017 generally rainfall in excess of 50 millimeters in 24 hours is expected. That's a lot, man.
That is.
Then over the high ground areas along the central watershed as well as the eastern highlands, however, rainfall in excess of 90 millimeters in 24 hours is highly probably. Too much rain there, eh?
Indeed.
So they are saying this is especially more so between Saturday 28 and Monday 30 January. So ngufaka ngesindebele khona ukuthi bayakhuluma lapha abantu eMet Office besithi izulu eliningi lizakuna khona boku expect ukuthi kube le 50 millimeters eliyakuna kungakwani ilanga lonke. So khona boku izulu elimangalisayo. So kuzobuya ke endaweni ezingane ziqansile le ndaweni eziku central khona po eMidlands endaweni ezinjalo la ku Eastern Highlands ukhaya ngazani kule zulu eliningi kakhulu 90 millimeters within 24 hours kuyafiola.
And I think we are being joined by our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Marvelous Kumalo of the Chitungwiza Residents Association, or Chitrest. Mr. Kumalo, good evening.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling, because where he is, I think there are some areas where the Met Department has issued a flood warning.
So, Mr. Kumalo, did you get the message from the Met Office that there are heavy rains that are on their way to your place there?
Yes, through the Civil Protection Unit, the Met Office has been issuing out some alerts to most of the telephone subscribers through SMSs, bulk SMS services. So most of the residents have received such notifications from the Met Office and the Civil Protection Unit.
So what are people doing? Are you preparing for that? And how are you preparing for that?
Unfortunately, under the prevailing circumstances, we don't have much to do in terms of preparation, rather than just making sure that this kind of information reaches out to a greater audience, and as well working with the local authorities to make sure that they are prepared in terms of mitigating against the effects of these rains and the heavy rains and occurrence of flash floods.
Mm-hmm. But is there a place where people can go if, say, their homes are flooded? Are there schools that are open, or is just a warning that they are giving you that there might be floods?
Yeah, so far, what they are doing is simply issuing out warnings or alerts to residents to the effect that those who reside in low-lying areas with the poor drainage that are most likely to experience these flash floods must relocate temporarily to areas that do not have the likelihood of experiencing these flash floods.
Thank you, Mr. Kumalo. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs. I think we have our second guest, Councillor Lillian Mulilo.
Yes, Councillor Mulilo, good afternoon. Good evening, sorry.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, how's Bulawayo?
Good afternoon, sir. Bulawayo is okay.
Excellent. Tell us about the rain situation first there. We are told that the dams are now, 56% full. Give us your kind of rundown of things there.
The dams are very full. It's okay in Bulawayo, and it's raining every day. There's a lot of water in them, people. We are happy, and the residents are happy too. And they have lifted all the best settings for our residents because the dams are full.
Yeah, so but in Nabe Kuluma, Litini, and Malchel is a Kamizi, in a local Selwenzil, Uwani Kampanjan, now Okchang is sent.
I am a resident of our jail at Tenuta. I am a doctor in Madame. As I said, I see Funa over to Lakova and the Gerard and the Vision of the Convention of the Land. Because I just want to live in the name of
So what she's saying is that people should conserve water. Even if the water rationing has been lifted, now people have to make sure that they don't waste water, like just using it for the sake of it, Because if there's so much water, people can do anything with it. So she says, please conserve it.
Regai tidzokere kuna vakumalo. Vakumalo, pane dambudziko remvura iyoyi takambotaura pano negurukota rinoona nezveutano, Dr. David Parrenya, tokwachiti vanotyira kuti mvura ikawandisa ikaita mafashamu ari kutarisirwa aya inopedzisira yapindawo mumatsime kazhinji inokukurawo tsvina. Vanhu vakamwa mvura iyoyo vanopedzisira vorwara nezvirwere zvakaita sana cholera zvemanyoka nana typhoid. Mvura yakachena iri kuwanikwa here munzvimbo dzakasangana nedambudziko iroro remafashamu?
Tingati isu sevagari vemumusha weChipingwiza ndo dambudziko guru ratatarisana naro panguva ino. Tinoona kuti tanzuru yedu haisati yane mukana wekuti ikwanise kupa vagari mvura ari mazuva ose. Saka mvura inouya apo nepapo. Nokuti kanzuro yedu yeChipingwiza haina dhamu rainoti iri ndo dhamu redu, haina painoshambidza mvura kana kuti kupurifya pachirungu inonwiwa muno muChipingwiza. Zvinoita kuti itenge mvura kubva kuSito Farare. Asiwo Sito Farare tinoona kuti yaane nguva ichitambudzika ichitadzawo kupawo vagari vayo mvura yakachena. Nokuti pari zvino vari kuti pane basa richiri kuitwa kuMorton Jeffrey kunotonuko kunoshambidzwa mvura. Sakawo izvi zvaita kuti pane pasi mvura painenge isipo vanhu vanonyanyotizira kumatsime kuti vanota mvura vane migodhi vaya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi zvechokwadi sekutaura kwakaita gurukota rezveutano, mvura kuyerera kwairi kuita nekunaya kwairi kuita yakawanda. iri kuenda mumigodhi vanhu izvo zvaakukonzera kuti vamwe vanwe mvura iya inenge isina kushambidzika zvikuru sei vane isina kuvakirwa zvakanaka neimwewo iri munzvimbo dzinozara mvura dziya dzakaita semawetlands nedzimwewo dzagarawo dziri kumateru saka izvozvi tiri kutogara tichitya kuti zvichida dambudziko irori ringaite kuti nyaya dzekorera dziya dzakamboitika 2008 nenyayawo yetyphoid iyo yanetsa mazuva apfuura zvikuru sei muguta reutya kuti zvingadaro ikapararira kuuyawo kumatauni akaita seedinoi yechitungwiza zvakare wo mambotaura nyaya yekutiwo makanzuro haasi kunyatsotakura marara zvakanaka nokuti tiri kuona migwagwa yedu mizhinji yakoromoka koromoka izvo zvaakuita kuti kutakurwa kwemarara nezvimwe zvinete saka musha uzere nemarara marara iyayo pakunonaya anotorwa nemvura oyeredzwa nemasuweji wokumwe kwaanenge achiputikawo putikawo nekuda kwekunaya ikoko nepanouya mvura tiri kutya kuti ndotsvina iri kuyeredzwa iyoyo ichinopinda mumigodhi inozocherwa zvakare mvura nevagari saka iroro idambudziko ratiri kusangana naro zvikurusa
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs tinenge tine mutereri wedu wekutanga mukoma Joshua ari kubudiriro mukoma Joshua makadii
tinofaira makadii mukoma Blessing
aiwa tiri nani kubudiriro tiri kunzwawo kuti kunenge kwangu ine dambudziko zviri kufamba sei
ya kuchine dambudziko pane kastrategi mukatarisa budiriro has been perceived kunge stronghold yeMDC saka zvakazoitika pane kastrategi kakashandiswa kekuti pane vanhu vanotozikama vezanupf vaiuya vachigarisa vanhu pata mumawetlands iye wetlands maunotoona kutoti umu ndo munofamba nemvura ine effort yekuti pachazonzi maelections a2018 vanhu ava vanenge vaunzwa the dilute the vote yeMDC saka that strategy is backfiring now because mese makagara vanhu nyamwera makazara mvura you find kuti panenge pachivakwa tumatemporary structures mavanenge vachigara matemporary structures aya havaise concrete pasi pamafloor sezvinoitwa dzimba chaidzo ndekekuti munhu anongouya wokura kura ground voisa katemporary structure kavo havatomboise kana plastic ya inonzi dpm damp proof membrane yekudzivirira hunyoro kuti husakwira kuuya kufloor uchibva pasi saka the situation is so dire zvekuti vamwe vanhu mumba chaimo chaimo muri kutobuda mvura so some of this flooding is really man-made and it is giving a strategy kuti a politician awane upenyu at the expense of innocent citizens vanenge vachifunga kuti mukana wangu wekuita stand wawe so it is very bad mukauya kubudiriro pane kuseri kwebudiriro 1 ukasvika pabudiriro 5-10 off kuseri kwekune manew stands ariko ari pamutemo panonzi ari tpx 1319 behind tpx 1319 ndo kwakauya kukaiswa vanhu a lot of families are there and they are suffering kutofamba izvozvi vachibva kudzasi kwavari vamwe vacho vari less than 50 meters away from karwizi kanobva kusaidi rekuhighland and you find kuti karwizi aka nemanayiro anga achiita mvura kanga kakaputika zvekutoti mvura yaitoflowa nepamusoro pemabridges so imagine situation yekuti munhu efamily vamwe netwana tucheche tumwe twana tunoenda kuchikoro sympathize nawo vakutobva ikoko uku kutouya kumamain roads amadhaka ega ega hapana kana road hapana kana sewer system inenge iripo you find kuti vanotobva vakatosunga maplastic mumakumbo and is so bad zvekuti the politicians who are the brainchild of this strategy yekutraya kusplita the vote yeMDC They are living large. Waka gara kudzimba dzavo kunana borodzo kunanani delicious abuts of Harar, but the ordinary person is suffering. So that's how bad the situation is.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joshua nekutudzawo mamiro akaita zvinhu kubudirira.
Thank you.
As cool. Gibbs, I think you heard from Joshua. It was very clear. He says some of the problems, it's a man-made disaster because mm-hmm. people are being settled in wetlands in order to, I mean, for politicians to get votes come election time. But he's saying this has proved to be disastrous in Budiriro.
Yes, we are going to Mlilo. Nkosikazi Mlilo, look at the comment.
We are getting
yeah, okay, nyakuzwa
sibili kuthi.
Yeah, so masikhangele ke ngohlupho lwamanzi. Siyakwazi ukuthi angaze bekhona amanzi sibili agcwale emadamu khonapho, kodwa phela kuzabuya isikhathi sokuthi aphele. Ubona ngazani ke angahlala kwesikhathi singanani njalo kumele kwenzweni ukuthi uhlale kula manzi.
Ngendlela omanzimela bale thina besela ngayo ngasisekhantini khona ngale bona bayiba bakhamba besiyakhangela bebala amasisisisa khona ukuthi kwenzani. Azesele ukuthi amanzi asekhona azasifikisa isikhathi se-raini season futhi esibuyayo. Sesiyabe sikutho ukuthi sizabe sizama ukuthi sibatshele abantu ukuthi ngendlela akhona amanzi nalo babekwazi bona ukuthi ama-millimeters angaka, ama-cubic meters angaka, kumbe bona bakubala njani amanzi melana. Abe bekwazi ukuthi khona amanzi lawa azasifikisa futhi isikhathi se-raini season. Futhi nokwethu owethu umsebenzi njengamakhansilayiza ukuthi sibe sibakhongosela amanzi kwenze kuthi amanzi lawa
kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi-ke okuhluphayo okunye yikuthi amazona lawa akhona ye ayingcosana sibili siyabona ukuthi asekhona mpijana kodwa-ke kwakukhulunywa phela ngemathebeleland Zambezi Water Project kwagcina ngani ukugcina ukuthi kulungiswe konke khonokho
okwamathebeleland Water Project ngakugcina ukukuzwa sibili kulungisa ngesikhathi seselesithethankomo mina ngathi ngicina khona phana esanguye ongani ibhizi ngakho ngacina okwakathesi sibili ngakhuluma manga akange ngize futhi kukhulunywa ngakho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho elicingwani kwangekhatshana. So she says according to the city engineers they always you know make sure that they monitor the water levels and if anything goes the other way you know they inform the council you know even if there is plenty of water they need to monitor the water levels so that people will be having maybe a constant supply of water or be given warnings before something happens. So about the Matabeleland Zambezi Water Project, she says the last time she heard about it was when Mr. Sam Sipepankomo was the minister. Still remember when he was the minister of water resources? That was the end.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So Lumnumzana ke Unkomo eGoli. Baba Nkomo, ungawu njani?
Yeah,
Mpile Nkomo, nyaweni katiswaya ngapi?
Siyakhutana nihlala siba nomunye lapho siyakhutana.
Hayi kona mani Nkomo siwathengwa.
Thengwa siwasopapa mina.
Yati uyabona. Uyaphila kodwa uright.
Ayimpile kakhulu mina.
Ye, so akuphosela kuba.
Ye, uyabona ukuthi ngizokhulumela kakhulu iMathebeleland. 36 years singamelwanga ephalamende, singala makhansila. Abantu bevotele into ezingekhoyo ezingala system ukuthi ziseve imiphefumulo yakithi. Silo Zambezi, silo Sangane, silo Manzi Omnyama, silo Gwayi, silo Limpopo. Ukuthi ngabe silabantu abaplanayo, silo igamende esimele ephilayo, ngabe vele amanzi kawashoti. Khonapho bakhuma ngokuthi bona bazama ukubonisa abantu ukuthi kube lamaflati. Iplan yomlomo engela action vele into efileyo baba akube le plan esibona iaction ukuthi bazayenza lokhu lalokhu sebeyenze lokhu lalokhu vele ukuthi uthi abazatiolitsha abantu is a waste of time abakwenze before asilamanzi emathebeleni uzokuthi amanzi kawekho kobulawayo ibulawo kayimelwanga baba ibelwe ngabantu abanganamapulani ngabe amanzi ahlala ekhona vele kapheli ngemfuya le ngiyiqambileleyo.
So-ke baba Nkomo lapha inkinga ekhona ukuthi ngasikhangela kwamanje batsheliwe ye abantu ukuthi ye kuyabuya izulu elimangalisayo kodwa-ke kungani asiboni ukuthi kuzahamba kuye ngaphi bazwile endlebeni ye so ungathi
lawo ngamazwi afileyo kule action bana abayenzileyo ukuthi ma amanzi ebuya divert engene la ungawonisa abantu ukuthi ambalile kume esihlahleni njengenyamazana ungalaplano oyifake ku-ground 36 years baba abantu bakobulawa kabahlakaniphe bekhipha amakhansili wonke lawo lama-MP lawo bedinga abantu abazopulana abazosebenza vigorous bengacathi ngaphansi abantu beharala ukuthi bayisaba ukuthi uma befika ephalamende bethi laphana sofa amanzi kuzambezi kuwudwesa amanzi kulipopo kuwudwesa amanzi kugwayi bafika bequthe ephalamende bethule stu akula nto vele abayenzayo that is the bottom line akula nto abazoyenza laba abantu abantu bakobulawo abavula amehlo ngathi mathi belinge le migqini abavula amehlo sivotela into ezingekhoyo baba lapho
ufuna bavoteleni manje kulapho ngenxa yokuthi kuzalungisa into zamanzi lezi
ngababizwe laba bantu betshela iqiniso bengabiinto ezokutshela yena bayesaba ukukhuluma ephalamende bayesaba abantu beharari ukuthi bethi bona bestende still fam vele bengesabi muntu ukuthi hhayi sesisenzokwethu njengabantu bemathebeleni obemidling bahamba bequthe abanye phela kuhambe baphuma baba bengakhuluma ngephalamende kufope umuntu equthe so nje njengesikhobe engakuvuli one word ukuthi kuyami i-constituency ngifuna lokhu kuyami iwadi ngifuna lokhu eceda lapho ebuyele ebantwini ekhuluma i-feedback ukuthi izani siyalela ephalamende ukuthi senze lokhu kuconstituency le izani siyalela ukuthi senze lokhu kule iwadi ungabheka kufiwe lapho baba abaze bephume bethatha amapentsheni akunalutho bayehlula nokutshintsha igama ethi impopo bakobulawa lifile isipenge esingcolile esithi makhokhoba akona mntu ongasiphendula khonapho ukuthi bayehlulwa yini ispelling ukuthi uqamule kulibhodi lokho nokubhala ispelling esingcolile okuphoselele ufake elitsha bayehlula into ezisimple simple manje bayisaba ukuthi befake igama ethi lukaasoupep lapha bayisabani befake abantu abangasuka khonapho i-spritz yaso amagama alapha kasiwafuni ngoba siwakubulawayo bayisaba yini ukufaka ulukas masuku ababakhuphe laba abantu umlukas masuku i-b f lena kayitshintshe at all cost sifake igama ethi lukas masuku lethi b f silifake eceleni abafuna ukulifaka yenlikabani kulabantu abangasuka khonapho i-spritz ezizuza ngabantu ezingabhadiwo abangazanga balwa impi ulukas masuku usilwele lapha wazofela ejele botho izango
awuboni ngenkomo siyabonga kakhulu enkomo ungadina lokusaza
okunye futhi izango sicela ingihambi iyeselebreta laphiyana lakhona abantu bakithi abaningi kakhulu lapha sesikhulumele ukuthi babulala mbebe basibopha sesisekugcineni asabesaba sabancenge bengayiselebreta amagazi abantu abakhosele ebhalagwe laphana
dakela
abahambe beyenze endaweni zakibo le kubuhlungu lokho abafuna ukukwenza le-unit yaneka-22 sikhuluma udisenti engakabuyi asiyifuni ukuasayinekhali inyembezi
lasikugcinele lokhu
emisa ukuwa
ye lokho sikugcinele umvulo sibe sakutshaya kuzwele um ngomvulo khonokho usukhuluma ngakho kodwa ke hayi sikuzwile nkomo sibongele kakhulu baba
ifona mungayiyekeki
hayi uyasizayitshaya sibilizibubuni
ngoba ngiyabona emathweni lapho ngani akula madoda kule 2 or 3 mina kunumber 1 akula lutho akusetenze lapho singancengi laba abantu abasincede ngalutho
imathengisile
abantu abantu kabaqhathwa abalazithupha abalama-idea
abalamaenkomo
babaticate ngenxa yesystem le khona lapho baba
ye enkomo mbongele kakhulu nkomo
ngiyabonga kakhulu
yeah that was Mr. Nkomo he's really angry very angry guy He's saying that, you know, 36 years after independence, we have people that have no plans of doing anything for the majority of Zimbabweans. He's saying, one, you know, when it comes to floods, the Met Office, yes, it issued a warning. So they want people to go and stand under trees while it's raining and maybe just behave like animals so that they can survive. He says, you know, this is totally despicable because after giving them a warning, what happens next? He says nothing is going to happen. Yeah. So, and then he says the real core of the problem is people that are in power. You know, he says, one, even the MPs that are there from the region, that is Matabeleland, he was talking specifically about Matabeleland, says they are all useless, you know. They go to parliament just to sit like baboons. That's the way he put it. You know, or owls, you know. Just sit there, do nothing. And he says even councillors in Bulawayo are not doing well, so they must be removed. So ask the councillor, maybe she's going to react to that.
Sitsa tenda una councillor, katiende kuna mkoma honest? Mkoma honest, varu South Africa, nare awo anzi nenge siri kuita shaka naka.
Okay,
maybe.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
yes, councillor. Councillor, ukona kwen?
Ye, mkona babi.
Ye, ube kuluma sibi lapa umnumzana, unko muti, yei. Ama councillor, kuna hapo, kungani, Akulantu enhle liyenzayo kumele likhitshwe ngokuthi kuningi sibele ngakwenza kuhle ukuthi kunje ngama MPs la ahambe eHarare afike equtha khona ngale parliament kumbe ngithethele le parliament engenzi nix so nangu yakhuluma inkomo I seem lap
ye ngiyadenga umlaleli inkomo ngizizile sibili konke ukukhuluma inkomo okwama MPs ngeke ngikhulume ngoba ngikwazi ukuthi eParliament bayenza njani
lapho kunjalo kunjalo
ngiyakhuluma okwethu lapha njengama councillors ukuthi sikhulume siyabe sisenzani ngase kusethandini ngamuza sibili ukukhuluma ethuthuleni zikhona izinto esizilungisayo sizowafaka le ndaba ekalookout masuku ukuthi wayelookout masuku singamfuni ukuthi simfake ku-DA sinesa esakunanzelelayo ukuthi i-DF leyana sikhuluma ngabadlali bebhola abadlali bebhola bazafakwa ngaphi baphiwe isikhetho zemzamo and sifuna ukuthi lokho nokho ukuthi athi esintsha yena kuyona u-DF sibe kwayo sikathi yona u-DF vele wonini njalo wayevele khona la efakwa khona phana wayehlonitiwe njalo sakunanzelela futhi ukuthi u-lookout masuku sikhuluma ngomuntu uthe ngumuntu owalini abakabe ababelaye thina babesiyo ukuthi wayengumuntu wayengumvithi wakosizi wathi wathina engingengesikhathini sesasingakazama mina ngiyeke ngibe kwazi kodwa ngizile
kukhulumaathina
u-lookout masuku njengobaba oqakathekileyo ubaba omkhulu saze samfananisa lo-Joshua Nkomo ukuthi kadingelwe indawo eqakathekileyo ekhondane layo njengomuntu olwele impi afakwe khonapha ahlonishe sakhulumisana ngokuthi ngiyambona u-Joshua Nkomo kathesi ukuthi simfake ngaso simfake isigxoxo sokuthi lapha mekhona uyabuka kathesi ngamazwe wonke ngabe sika khona phana u-lookout masuku laye kadingele indawo enjengeyakhe ubaba u-Joshua
asikubeke so
ngiyifuna ukuthi nasakubona kuzivele bona abantu abadlali bebhola abadlali bebhola bakhona bona bazafakwa ngathi
yeyimana
khona abantu abalwa impi abantu abalwa impi bakhona emgwaqweni khona phana babhaliwe bahlonithiwe lebi status sake singabuya singele indawo kobulawayo khona phapawe sina kula problem
asibuyele emanzini asibuyele emanzini
ukuba kweground yena engazange abe umdlali webhola
yeyo yanyakwazi inkosikazi mlilo ukuthunukile mbijana kodwa sibuyele emanzini uthi imvini xa sokubuya emanzini lapha kungani amakhansela ayenzi kuhle akukhanye vele ngcono bephume ngoba amanzi abaphathi kuhle udaba lomanzi kobulawayo so phendula kho lapho ngamanzi sizwe
udaba lomanzi luyaphathwa kuhle kobulawayo ina angiboni iproblem ekhona ngodaba lamanzi udaba lwamanzi siyazama sibilisithi libambe into ekhona ukuthi sokusika ngokuthi kube waba lesikhathi sokuthi aphese kube kwakhulunywa ukuthi isikhathi sezulu sizatshintshatshintsha amanzi abesebenza mina esikwaziyo ukuthi amanzi isikhathi sonke kungafika isikhathi sezulu amadamu wonke kuyabe sekuthiwa afos and babe besitshela thina omanjiniyela ukuthi amanzi akhona amadamu azaphikisa isikhathi sena siyama esokuthi khona kuze kufike esinye isikhathi se-rainy season yikho thina esiyabe sikukhangela singaboni ukuthi amanzi ngendlela asetshenziswa ngayo ahambisa anibake lokho besela umandlelela lathi siyasiyefika emadamu sesibone ukuthi amanzi lawo hhayi asemaluthwane okokuthi kasoze asifikise isikhathi yikho lapho esesifanisa khona ukuthi sibone ukuthi amanzi ananzelela angiboni ukuthi kasokufuze sisebenze njani thina njengama-councillors awobulawayo kodwa thina siyabe sikwazi sinanzelela ukuthi ama-levels amadamu aseminjani sekuhamba labo manjinela besela ukuthi kathe samanzi semiso lathi sizame ukungena ebantwini ukuthi abantu sibatshele ukuthi bagcine amanzi babambe kuhle amanzi singabona ukuthi vele sephelile ukuthi seselithi segcine izinanakazana yikho esiyabe sesisenza khona i-water sede ngoba siyabe sesikwazi ukuzafika isikhathi sokuthi amazana akadonseli phasi angiboni ukuthi kathi umsebenzi wokuthiwa asiwayenzi njengama-councillors akubulawo yiwabo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ubambe khonapho ungayindawo so she says doing their job properly and what Mr. Nkomo is saying maybe he's got some political issues there so she's saying that they are doing their job diligently so when it comes to water you know that's an area where the Bulawayo City Council is actually specializing in you know yeah
regai ti yende kune mwe mutereri wedu mukoma honest vanenge vadzoka vari ku South Africa makadi mukoma honest
ndiripo makati mukoma
aiwa tiri nani kuri sei ku South Africa kuri kunayawo mvura inenge yanowa here
kunoko akusiku nyanyo naya sekumusha uko
okay mukoma honest munokuluma kana kuti munorova zvese
ndinorova zvese
ndinenge nazwa toni yacho kuti munee munorova zvese right tipe pfungwa dzenyu pogadziriswa sei dambudziko revafashamo emvurai
Mafasha mvura iyo mvura yanga yakanaka hayo asi munoona kuti sezvi kuplawa ndirikunzwa vachipemberera kudanzi madhamu azara uku. Saka asi problem yandirikuona iripo ka ndiye kuti hakuna kuzonyanya kuplaniwa zvakanaka pamatowns ipapa. Because since kubvira patakawana kuzvitonga ka wakangovakwa malocations akawanda akawandisa asi madhamu haana kumbowedzerwa. Kana mukatarisa seBulawayo ndingataura hangu matownships akawandisa vana Ntumbane vana Makandeni vana Nkulumane vana Nketa vana Mugani akawandisa akavakwa after independence. Asi hakuna kana dhamu kana one rakambovakwa after independence. Zvinozoitika ndezvekuti mvura iyoyo inozowandirwa nevanhu ichazopera. Kupera kwacho ndekwokuti kuti hakuna kunyatsoplaniwa zvakanaka ende if zvikaitika kuti gore rinouya topinda pagore risina mvura a dry rain season totopinda patambudziko futi rekuchema kuti hakuna mvura futi. Asi mvura tinenge tamboiwana asi yaenda nenjizi yaenda kumakungwa uko because hakuna madhamu akakwana.
Hacho chechokwadi. Orait, chimbotaurai nendebele tinzwa.
Ndizama kukucho lapa ikuti kuna since kutholakala uzivuse kuyakhiwe amalocation amaningi kakhulu kungakhanela koBulawayo ayakhiwe amalocation afana labo Ntumbane oMakhandeni oCadre Park oNkulumane oNketa ingabalisa maningi maiBulawayo uyazi. Mara okwenzakaleyo amadamu akula damu even elisha elilodwa engilaziyo if ever kuyikuthi mbe maybe kuna lapha empamani sakhona I think I stand to be corrected but angiboni kune damu even eliyi-one elakhiwe after sithole uzibuse. Khonokhona kuzobangela ukuthi amanzi lana azokhulelwa yipopulation esikhona lapha. Ma ekhulelwa yipopulation le esikhona kwenzakala ukuthi le i-rain season esizoya kuyo eka 2017-18 singaba le dry rain season sizokhala futhi ngokuthi asinawo amanzi kanti amanzi besiwatholile uNkulunkulu besifusisile mara amanzi imvula inethile amanzi ahambile abuyelile elwandle. Inkinga ekhona akuzanga kube le proper planning ngale government ekhona le.
Aywa siyabonga.
Hayi siyabonga lathi libe lisithinta lathi lekufaka imibhiji esilayo ezinhlelweni ze-Studio 7. Siyabonga, ngiyabonga kuqala ukungena e-Studio 7.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana, ungathinela kusasa eh.
Hayi ngiyabonga mnumzana.
Ye, bye bye.
Rikaiti dzokere kuna vakumalo zvakare. Vakumalo pari kupiwa here dzidziso? Vanhu vari kuziva here kuti ndanzwa kuti nhari yavakumalo inenge yanetsa? Maybe let's go back to Councillor Mlilo.
Yeah, Councillor Mlilo uzwile lapha ke ekhuluma umnumzana kati secingweni khuluma ukuthi ya inkinga ekhona lapha ikuthi akula kulungiswa kuhle lokho kuthiwa yi-proper planning nxa sokhangelwe ke ikaunsili kumbe into ezinjalo. Uthi wakhiwa phela amalokitsha njengecountry park, kwakhiwa phela inketa, kwakhiwa lapha nalapha iNkulumane langaphi ngaphi, kodwa-ke kaboni kule siba la madamu akhiwayo ngesikhathi esifanayo. So engabe chaya iqiniso kumbe uchaya icelela?
Uchaya ikhona ingekhawudi bhati ngikwayo then ngani ingaba yi-constituency ngikwayo. Ikhawudi bhati kulilokishi elikhulu kulawo wonke amalokishi, bona labana manzi abantu bona abana basebenzisa manzi njengoba and ubaba ukhulume wathaya khona elandeni. Siyazama sibile njengawo ukhansili wakoBulawayo ukuthi amanzi siwamaneje ngendlela sibile amalokishi ona lawa yakhe ngemva kwe-independence kungazange kulungiswa amadamu, kungazange kungezelela amadamu. Sibone ngani ukuthana lazele ngokuya kwesikhathi nxa singazange sibabomonitha abantu sibatshele ukuthi basebenzise amanzi njani. Siyaphi sokufika futhi imi-rain season ebuya esongasela manje ubaba uthiaye nambeni indlela akhulume ngayo i-government yesibekile esilile ukuthi alinde aplane abone ukuthi ayenze njani kakhulu ukuthi ayakhe amanye amadamu ngoba amalokithi alokhu eyanda.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. So bamba khonapho ungayikatshana mama. So she's saying that the problem lies with the government. Proper planning, no proper planning terms of dams to be constructed and all those kind of things. So he says the previous caller actually hit it, you know. He said the truth about what is going on. in terms of having a population that is growing, but a few dams. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, she says, yeah, they are facing that problem, and that problem can only end if the government intervenes and maybe constructs one or two dams to supplement the current water supplies.
That's true. I think we are now being joined by the chairperson of the Combined Arar Residents Association, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, and let me also greet the listeners of the program.
Thank you so much, and we hope all the listeners are doing good. Now, Mr. Moyo, we are talking about flooding in Harare. Tell us about the situation. How is it like?
Well, a year away, this time around, we have received rains that are above normal. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we have witnessed cases of flooding in and around the city of Harare, as well as the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of issues that is actually leading to that. But the bottom line is that we are having cases of flooding, in some cases due to, you know, poor drainage systems that we have not been, you know, dealing with. It's a problem that we have not been able to, that we have not been dealing with for quite some time. And also, because we have not been receiving above normal rains, we have not been seeing that we've got a problem. But the issue is that we've been sitting on top of a problem.
So it was, and has always remained, a ticking time bomb.
Definitely, it remains a ticking time bomb. And I think the worst part that we must all realize here is the blame game that comes out whenever we have problems related to flooding. You know, people waking up with the water high up, their roofs high up, their walls and so forth. We always have this endless blame game. And we are not getting anywhere. If next year we're going to have above average rains, we still have the same problems of flooding that we are facing right now. So it's a question of planning. It's a question of committing yourself to dealing with this issue once and for all, making sure that there are proper drainage systems so that whenever it rains again, whenever we receive above normal rains again in the future, we are not going to be, I mean, to say or face the same problem that we are facing right now.
Indeed, you are hearing what Mr. Moy is saying there. Gibbs, failure is an orphan.
That's it.
And success is many fathers. You know, if things are not working well, everyone wants to blame someone for things not going on well. The government is saying is the Harare City Council, the office of the mayor, the office of the mayor is blaming the local government minister. You know, so it's a vicious circle, and it's very unfortunate, Gibbs.
Now let's go back to Lillian, Unkosikazi Lillian Mlilo. Ukulangaleke kobulawayo njalo ngikansela kulangaleke kobulawayo inkosikazi Mlilo nxa sisikangeleke sikhumbe sithi sijule kancane sithi lina ngokubona kwenu ubona ngazani nxa sokuqutshwa kusiya phambili kambe ukuthi kulungiswe udaba lamanzi kungenziwani khonapho
mina mbona ngani ukuthi ku-construct ama dam abe makhulu ngezele besikile kwenzeka manje nami.
So what
to
So
Kulumende
So she's saying more dams are needed, and they've been engaging government on this issue. But she says ultimately the solution is to have the construction of the Zambezi water pipeline. So she says apart from that, maybe there could be a problem.
Yeah. Regatenda unimwe mtereri maiti nashe makadi. Aiwa tiripo imi muri kupi? Muri kukwekwe. Rakamira sei dambudziko re mafasha memvura yokwekwe ririko kana kuti hakuna? Tichi tarisawo nyaya dzemigwagwa idzi mati dzimwe nguva mota dzinombomira zvakamira sei dzaka migwagwa yenyu yakagadzirwa zvakanaka here kana kuti makomba sezvatiri kuonawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo
handizivi kuti mumuzimbabwe mugwagwa wakanaka here kana kuti kunze kwemuhara heri chete munzira dzemasisi hapana kana pane mugwagwa werinari ipapo vanhu vatinovhoterawo mupepa ac vachimbogoroiakuti vanhu vanotivhotera ava vanga kugadzirwa izvino izvi ivo vanga kunaoera asi vanenge vachiandira vachazomutora zvino nezvino vati hapana kana tinomvuta kana tinoea
Asi mukavanzwa vachidaro maimbi ipapo vanenge vachinyepa nekuti migwagwa handiwo kazhinji vanogadzira mai tinashe inofanira kugadzirwa nehurumende
asivadiwo handindovanoisa mutemo kuhurumende nekuti ndovatinenge tavhotera kuvavhotera kwatinenge taita tinenge tichitira kuti vaendesoshomo zvedu kuhurumende ivo hurumende yatinaendoona kuti zvitemo izvi zviri nekusara here kuti vanhu vaane vachinge vachigadzirirwawo kuti vanhu vafambe zvakanaka iko zvine izvi makomba makomba mvura inekungowedzera nekuteera painenge ichinaya paya saka hazvitomboshandi hazvibatsiri kwamutofamba vanhu vakabatirawo hana maoko kuti mose nogona kungoira chero mubhiriji vanhu vakaparara saka kana vazoone pabhiriji paane makomba nezvavanoreva kuti ndinyaya yakaparara hapachisina zvakanaka munhu
ko nyayawo yemvura yekunwa iyi iri kuwanika here kukwekwe uku kana kuti zviri kunetsawo sezviri kuitika kune mamaguta
mvura kuno kukwekwa hakuna kana chinonzi mvura kuno kuvanhu vari kutonwa mvura yezvibhorani hakuna kana chinonzi mvura tikatarisa vechemuba mvura inongowanana mabhizo nemutaure so ndedzisisutendo nemamwe malokesheni hakuna kana chinonzi mvura akubatwa nekorera kana taifodzinekadzamaa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai tinashe nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
akanaka ndodawo zvekumhoresa murume wangu ari kubotswana
mumhoresei zvenyu
ndoda kumhoresa murume wangu anga tinashe ndoana mai vangu vari kumabhunge maita zvinyi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai tinashe ndofunga kana vakateerera vazvinzwa Gibson, that there was Mighty Nation Kwekwe. It's good we are getting callers from Kwekwe. She's saying that, you know, the problem is not that much, but the infrastructure is bad. You know, the roads are really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, they are surviving by the grace of God. Otherwise, the situation is desperate. And she's also saying that, you know, people that they are electing to represent them are not representing them that well. MPs, mostly, they promise a lot, but they don't deliver.
Very unfortunate indeed. So, Mnumzana ke ukiven, lapo sekte mwene. Mnumzana kiven, ujan?
Yego, mabalita.
Inyapi, disipo mwombani?
Umoyo.
Oh, umoyo, yee. Ujan umoyo.
Ngiyathila.
Ngicela ukhiphe ku speaker phone iphone yakho.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, spoke given moyo as chai sizwe. Ubona njani udaba lolu lokuthi eZimbabwe kukhona ukuthi kube lezulu elimali sayo umbiko lo ukhitshwe ke protection unit. Kuzobuya ke le met office light. Ya izulu langona leya chasi lokho zwayo. Ungathi ngakhona.
Siyabonga ukuthi basinikile ulazi olufana nalolo ngemva kokuthi
mina ngikongvuthu eVictoria Falls lapho okube kwaba labantwana abazili abatholakala sibesile besele emanzini abantwana abazili abalamele iminyaka phezu kwe-5 nje kancane abantwana besikolo bathi bahambe besiyadlala bafika endaweni lapho kade kula manzi khona kule bhoti khona lapho bawela bonke abantwana labana bangcwabile evikini eliphelileyo nge-Thursday bonke abantwana labo bafa ngenxa yengozi zamanzi ezezikhona enye into ekhona ukuthi noma ungaze siluthole lolu lwazi lokuthi kuzabe kusina njani ezulu sinendlela eziningi ezibangela ukuthi sithole ubunzima okunjengokuthi ama-bridges kathesi kungenzeka yini ukuthi abantwana bahlale imaviki amabili amathathu bengayo esikolo ngenxa yokuthi kulezi yindawo ezile mifula evalayo ukuthi abantwana bazingene babe ezikoleni ngenxa yemifula engelama-bridges. So ngibese hamba futhi ekuthini kathesi lifune kanje izulu sine nkinga ekhona eyokuthi izulu lifuna kanje ama-fertilizer. Ihulumende njengokuthi eyayithembisile ukuthi izanika abantu abadala bezigobha lezintandane ukuthi izanika esithi ama-vulnerable people ukuthi izabanika i-fertilizer. But i-fertilizer yakhona isikhona yabuya sengathiwa kuleyinye indlela yokuthi eyayisiphiwa ngenye indlela ukuthi kwaze kwaba sebusuku abantu benikana i-fertilizer ukuthi kwasekuleyinye indlela yokunikana ngendlela engasiyo ngoba kwagcina sekusala abantu abadala abanye bengayithelanga le fertilizer.
So-ke nxa
siyaphambilikulesihlupho ezilimeni ezingozini izenezo ezikhona ngamanzi nalapho ezulelina kakhulu.
Ye, so-ke manje nxa ungumnumzana umoya onjalo ubona zani wena ungakunqabela njani konke khonokho akulanye indlela?
Indlela ekhona ukuthi abantu babe ngathola izinto zokulimisa esingathi ama-fertilizer lenhlanyelo ukuthi lesikhathi isikhathi sesekhona benele ukuthi abantu mayiphela ilanga bakwani ukuthi bafake o-fertilizer bethoba kade bengathola isivuno esingcono. Then ezindabeni zengozi ma singathola i-service delivery abantu bamuzele imigwaqo eqondileyo elama-bridge ezakwenza ukuthi ama-bridge angikhona ama-bridge lana ayenza ukuthi abantu bahambe phezulu hayi ama-bridge okuthi abantwana abantwana uma ehamba yedwa ngakho kusala umgadi ngasonke isikhathi uma ehamba yedwa nje angavela athi azama amanzi asamthaka. So uma singathole izakhiwo ezika ama-bridge ngezikolo ama-classrooms aqondile ukuthi abantwana bazifundela kusephakathi.
Awuboni-ke mfoka moyo uyazi uyishaya emnandi kakhulu uyenelisa yini ukuthi ungene ku-WhatsApp usithathele ama-videos 1 or 2 usithathele ama-pikitsha ukuthi kuhamba njani khona ngapho kuze sibone ukuthi izulu lime njani sibone lokuthi izilimo ama-crops lawo ame njani uyenelisa ukwenza khonokho?
Ngiyenelisa ukwenza njengoba
kodwa ngingakwenza ye. So nizakuthumezela i-WhatsApp number yethu kuze thi usithumezele khonokho baba.
Ngiyabonga
lana. Yes, sibongele kakhulu-ke Given Moyo khona ngapho-ke kuomvuthu e-Victoria Falls. So that was Mr. Given Moyo. He's in Victoria Falls. He says there are a lot of problems that are associated with this water issue. So he says, unfortunately, 2 kids actually drowned last week and they were buried on Thursday. And he says, at the end of the day, there's a crisis when it comes to crossing rivers. He says the bridges are very low and kids all the time need to be, you know, monitored and at the end of the day that doesn't work, especially when kids have to go to school. So he's proposing that the government should actually construct better kind of bridges so that everything is tackled very well. So he says rains do not even bring these kind of problems faced with according to, you know, what has to happen, like flooding and all those kind of things. He says whenever there's fertilizer, there's a problem. Was that fertilizer cost west? And so he says, at the end of the day, there's need to manage well all those kind of things. Otherwise, things are not working well in Zimbabwe. So basically, he was saying, you know, there's need for better service delivery in Zimbabwe.
Regati tatenda onemwe mtereri timboende kuna vakumalo. Vakumalo, mkoma Simba moyo?
Yes.
Mkoma Simba, tichitarisa nyaya ye dambudziko iri remvura. Takanzwa kuti zviborani zvekumbare nekusaningdeo zvakanzi hazvina kuchena zvine utachiwana hwetyphoid nekudaro ngazvivharwe. Kuri kuendeswa mvura here ikoko nekanzuro? Vanhu vanenge vakunwa imanje.
Iroro idambudziko ratingangoti rangogara riripo. Zviborani izvi patova nemakore zvataurwa kunzi zviborani zvemuHarare zvizhinji zvachona ndonge vanotoita zvemastatiti vataura kuti 90% yezviborani zvemuHarare tisakanzaona Mbare ivava vari kutaurwa hazvina mvura yakachena nenyaya yekuti muHarare mune dambudziko rekuti munogara muchiputika mvura yakasviba, mvura yemasuizi yasaka painopinda pasi inonosvika ichisangana nemvura yatinotora taakushandisa kuti mvura yemuchibhorani. Saka idambudziko ratingangoti ratove nenguva risiri kugadziriswa. Vanoongorora mvura iyi patova nenguva vachiongorora vachitaura kuti mvura haina kuchena. Guta reHarare harikwanisi kuendesa mvura kunzvimbo dzakaita senambare nekunzvimbo ikoko kunenge kuchitonetsa mvura nokuti havangokwanisa, havatorina kapasiti yekuita zvinhu zvakadaro. Kune nzvimbo dzakawanda izeni kuna Tafara Magugu vatove nemakore anotopfuura mashanu vachigara vasina mvura, vachiwana mvura vachiita mvura yekuchera matsime. Saka ringori dambudziko reguta reHarare rayagara rinayo rokusakwanisa kupa vanhu vave vese mvura mazuva ese, mvura yavanokwana mazuva ese. Saka idambudziko ratagara tingori naro, tiutori mushishi rotoni tingaita sei kuti tisvike kumagumo kwedambudziko iri.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, ramba henyu uri parunhare. Regai tiende kuna vapasi, mumwe muteereri wedu. Makadii?
Ndiripo hangu. Makadii henyu?
Aiwa, tiripo. Muri kupi?
Tiripo. Nyaya iripo yenyaya yezimbabwe ka haichamboda kutarisa kuti kumvura here kana kuti kupi kana kuti kupi. Chinhu chamuzimbabwe ndizvo zvese, hapasisina kana chinhu chiri right. Nekuti iye zvine zvikatarisa even mabhondi notsi wava kubudisa tatodzokera pamabheira cheks ataatichito aya ekuti ukataura ukabata $200 unenge watozadza bara. Saka iye zvine izvi chese chiri munozimbabwe kuti munyatsoziva mutauriro wenyika, nyika yese inzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, hapachinhu chimbori right. Marodzi hakusisina, iye zvinezvi dzimba zvese dzakatengeswa nemakanzeras kumadet collectors, zvinhu zvese munoma hazvina kana mutemo kana kuti chii. Munoziva sei ndataura izvozvi? Ndinowanzokusvika kuma to 10 to. Saka ndinowanzokunonoka kusvika maakuda kupedza, asi ndinowanzokuda kucontributa kuti ndikutaurirewo zviri kuitika. Saka kungoti chete dambudziko rangu ndirindosvika mumba ndatinonokei, hamuna kana chinhu chiri right kana one muzimbabwe, hakuna. Makadii henyu?
Aiwa, tiripo. Saka pogadziriswa sei dambudziko racho vapasi? Takuruspeta chirongwa
kana nani wanachuma wari kunyepa because wanodya whoever ari kutaura ari on the side of ZANU-PF nekuti wari kuba wari kuwana nzira yekuba nayo. And ndicho chokwadi chaichacho, Zimbabwe yaparara wakuru wangu. Mukauya nhasi munotoshamisika kuti ko ndiyo Zimbabwe yataiziya here, nekuti nhasi unoyo mukatarisa ka munoona kuti nhasi unoyo dzimba dzakawakwa 1979 dzakawakwa 60 something ndo dzingoripo, but izvezvi munongozwa kanzuro ringochema kuti hatina mari. Ko dzawavaka ndedzipi dzazoita kuti mari ikwire kana kuti chii? Handiti location rovaka rimwe location. Saka hapana kana chinhu chiri right muno muzimbabwe utaurana chokwadi. Maita henyu?
Tinotenda zvikuru vapasi. You heard from Mr. Pasi saying everything.
Hapamborina shuwa. Maita henyu mukomani? Blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Pasi saying everything that can go wrong is going wrong in Zimbabwe. The country is in the wrong direction. Gibbs.
Yes, mnumzana ke unkosi lapha ke osecingweni manje isikhathi sesihambile. Baba unkosi bonke uthi njengamapichani uli papa futhi nyaxolisa. Champion.
Uthomina Gibbs.
Yey, champion ngoba isikhathi do.
Oh zwana dube asoze ngikhulume ngendaba yamazi, ngicela inamba kamama lona owakhuluma nge-Wednesday ngendaba ye-UK cause on time for Africa futhi lonta indawo yekufunda.
Ah, all right, hayi manje uchayile manje wena.
Yeah,
so ukhangela izulu phela ungachaya umbani khona.
All right mngani wami.
Okay mfethu, all right, thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we have run out of time and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening. We had from Bulawayo Councillor Lillian Mulilo, from Harare, we had the chairperson of the Combined Harare Residents Association, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Mm-hmm. And from Chitungwiza, we had also the director of the Chitungwiza Residents Trust, Mr. Marvelous Kumalo. We want to thank our callers, our viewers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineer, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely weekend, Zimbabwe.